At the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm visiting with Mary Kay Thatcher with American Farm Bureau Federation, and we're having this meeting. I'm sure NAFB just planned it. Let's have our meeting when we're marking up Farm Bill. Two versions out. What are your viewpoints organizationally for what you see in each of these bills, similarities, differences, concerns?
Well, just like last year, the bills have 12 titles, and if you look at all the titles except commodities and nutrition, they're fairly similar. You know, there isn't really a nickel's worth of difference in conservation and research and rural development and specialty crops. That continues this year. So the big issues, commodity, I think the commodity titles are a little more similar this year than last. Part of that is we already worked through a lot of these issues. Part of it is we have less money to spend this year on building a new safety net, and with less money, the options for how you do it are fewer. So they do look a little more similar. The nutrition title might look a little bit different in that they're looking for a little higher cuts on the House side, and I still think the food stamp program is going to be the big ticket that's going to hold us up in getting this thing done. We're going to have some input from leadership on both the Senate and the House to come up with what's the answer here.
Speaking of safety net, I think farmers in general have come to view crop insurance as very much almost maybe their number one at this point. Can you comment on where that stands? I know we've had some compromise efforts to try to get something done on this area.
Well, crop insurance is the one thing I think that you will not see cut, or you haven't seen cut yet, and in fact, a few smaller improvements are going to be made. Now, we know that there will be amendments to take money out of crop insurance, try to put it into food stamps on both the House and the Senate floor, maybe even in committees. But I think that there has been a pretty resounding input from farmers around the country and from all kinds of production that this is the most important risk management tool we have. Don't mess with it. So for now, we seem to be doing okay. There has been a big debate about linking crop insurance with conservation compliance, and that's something that many people in agriculture and the conservation communities have cut a deal to try to do that linkage, do it in a much more fair, much less painful way for farmers than it's done now with loan programs and conservation programs. And in return, those environmental groups are helping us in not getting payment limits and means testing and things like that. So I think we've got it pretty well in line for the Senate Ag Committee tomorrow, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Well, speaking of Senate, and then we got House on Wednesday, what is your expectation? Do you think these will kind of go through their markup process pretty, I'd say swiftly, but efficiently, whatever here, so that we can know where we're going to stand after that as we move along down the process?
I think so. You know, if you're a betting person, it seems to me last year's Senate markup took about 5 hours. It might not even take that long this time. House Ag Committee took about 14 or 15, and I think that's likely to happen this year. We'll start at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, and we could easily still be there at midnight that night. But Mr. Lucas wants to get it done in one day. Worked well last year. I think everybody had their say, and 100 different amendments were debated, so I wouldn't be surprised at all to have about the same kind of time frame and the same number of amendments.
Well, I'll be home before that comes to a conclusion on Wednesday, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, assuming we have this markups done, what's the next step? Where do we go next?
There's a chance we could have this Senate bill on the Senate floor this week. I think pretty certain we'll be next week if it isn't this week. So things are going to move pretty quickly. There seems to be 6 or 7 open days on the Senate floor before they go home for Memorial Day. And then Majority Leader Reid has said he wants to do immigration right when they come back. So if there's 6 or 7 open days, I think Chairwoman Stabenow will take advantage of it and try to push this thing through on the Senate.
All right. Well, we will keep in touch with American Farm Bureau Federation because you guys know what's going on. Thank you again very much, Mary Kay Thatcher here at the NAFB Washington Watch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.